This weekend, the halls of Prague's House of Culture in the district of Smíchov will resonate with the sound of wind music. For the 10th year, some of Europe's best amateur music ensembles are flocking to the city to take part in the International Festival of Wind Orchestras. Join me and one of the organizers, Barbora Sladková, as we discuss the festival and the tradition of wind orchestras in the Czech Republic. What you're hearing now, for example, is one of the country's best, the Czech Army Central Band.
This kind of music, it's not for dancing, because it is actually classical music, but it's arranged for a big orchestra, for a big wind orchestra. So it's not a dancing music. It's not like the small brass orchestra. That's for dancing, for it's actual entertainment music, but not this one. This is serious classical music, although there are some instruments missing. It's not a typical symphonic orchestra, but it's big symphonic wind orchestra.
If I can interrupt, when you say big, how many members does it have?
It could be minimum about 50 members, but some orchestras have got more than 100 musicians. So it's sometimes the groups are really, really huge. The orchestras will take part in a competition. There will be three categories of the competition. It's middle category, higher category, and the highest. And the orchestra are divided into the categories according to their quality. Each category has a compulsory composition, and according to the how good they are appraised by the jury members.
The jury members?
The jury is international. There are together five members of the jury. Three of them come from the Czech Republic and two of them are from abroad, and they are all important people from Czech as well as foreign wind music. I can name, for example, Peter Janssen, who is director of music of Marine Band of Royal Netherlands Navy, or from the Czech representatives Karel Bělohoubek, who is a former conductor of the Czech Central Army Band, which is a prestigious musical body of the Czech Army, and it is supposed to represent the Czech Army and also the Czech Republic, not only at home in here, but also abroad. Together we've got 11 orchestras, which is quite few. In last year we had more, but together we've got almost 1,000 participants, because some of the orchestras are quite big. We've got, for example, one German orchestra which's got about 100 members. They come from Germany and from Belgium. We've got one orchestra from Belgium.
What about the Czech representation?
We've got five orchestras from the Czech Republic. We normally have around five, six, sometimes seven Czech orchestras participating at our festival. But I would have to say that in the Czech Republic there are not so many big wind orchestras as, for example, in Germany or in Holland. As I know, in Western Europe, especially Germany and in Holland, every village or small town has got its own big wind orchestras. It's not the same in the Czech Republic. There are quite few. In the Czech Republic, there is a tradition of small brass orchestras. That's, I can say, the famous composers as Jaromír Vejvoda, František Moch, etc., but not so many big wind orchestras.
Now, the fact that the members of the bands are actually younger, do you think that will help to keep that tradition alive somehow?
Concerning the average age of the musician, so there are quite young, because they are usually students of music schools, but I think that when the students, the musicians, young musicians finish their studying at secondary school, they often finish playing in the orchestra because they've got different hobbies, problems, they look for a job, they have their families, so quite often they haven't got time for it. But they can stay fans of wind music. But we will see in a couple of years when they grow older if they will be still interested in this music. But as the audience concerns, the listeners are mostly older people. It is definitely in the Czech Republic. I'm not quite sure if it's the same in Western Europe. I think that there are more people, more young people interested in wind music. But in the Czech Republic, you know, the fans of wind music are mostly older people.